joined us here on Mars Bar, brought to you by Eternal Affairs Truth Radio and eternalaffairsmedia.com, with conservative radio host and recovering Californian, now residing in the red state of Texas, introducing Marcy Latimer.
And good afternoon on this Sunday, August 7th, 2022. I do appreciate you joining me here on Mars Bar. Again, my name is Marcy Latimer, and I come to you here from Texas. And yes, I'm a recovering Californian. Right. That is true, just like the intro of my show says. And in fact, just in the last week, a lot has happened in Texas. Oh, yes, we'll talk about that in a minute. I do want to just start with a prayer. I always do. I say, oh, Lord, pray for the safety of our nation, our troops, our citizens, and that the USA would return to its godly nation, one nation under God, as we are meant to be. Thank you, dear Lord, for always having us and protecting us. Amen. Very simply put. But I do believe that if everybody says that prayer every day and we join together, it will come to fruition. So thank you so much for that. Just this last week, I talked about right before I ended my show, I said I was ready to attend the Flashpoint live event. I've said this on my show numerous times. That's my favorite show. It's the best show, really. It just gives such broadness to political and, of course, Christianity and just Judeo-Christian values, really. It talks about what this nation is represented on, and it doesn't cower to the political correctness that the society wants us to and mainstream media wants us to do. So I love that about Flashpoint. And they had the live event here in Fort Worth, Texas at the convention center last Sunday. And so I went, and it was fabulous. It was just wonderful to be there with like-minded people. And it was just terrific. Dog the Bounty Hunter was there as a special guest. And Charlie Kirk, of course, who just as phenomenal as a young millennial aged person, you know, conservative values, Christian values. I just love what he represents, and he's just such a great speaker. So wonderful to hear Charlie Kirk live in person. It was really wonderful. And I do have a couple of clips from that show, and I wanted to share. He talked about how the media, of course, you know, what they did with COVID and how they were fear-mongering and wanting to shut down the nation. And we did, you know, that basically happened in the media's play in that. And this is what he had to say about what they're trying to do with monkeypox. All right, just listen up. He's not afraid to say it like it is. So here we go. Here's Charlie Kirk.
On Easter, you're a super spreader. They were arresting pastors for defying these government ordinances. And some pastors, by the way, fell to the lie of Romans 13. So Romans 13, by the way, this, you could use this for all of your pastors and your friends. So Romans 13 says that you must submit to your governing authorities because they're there for your good. Now, this is what's so beautiful about the founding fathers, is the question must be, well, who's the governing authorities in America? We the people are the governing authorities, not the mayor, not the governor, not the senator. And so when they tried to lock us down, the mayors were violating Romans 13, and we were staying biblically obedient during all of it. But it's so interesting where they were so quick to go blame Christians as super spreaders. And yet you see what's happening, and they're trying to shut down the country for monkeypox now. And by the way, this has just been so illuminating to me, because they say, you know, we have to be very careful when we talk about monkeypox. Let me be very clear, I'm not afraid of getting monkeypox at all. And they were very quick to go after Christians to go lock down the entire society, but they don't want to say out loud, oh, why is monkeypox spreading? Because, I don't know, gay orgies in San Francisco are spreading it. And they say, well, you can't say it. I just did. I'll say it again. Because gay orgies are spreading it in San Francisco, and we're not going to lock down our country over something I can't say out loud again. And this is important. people say, well, that makes me very uncomfortable. They're going to try to lock down our society if we're afraid to tell the truth.
And there you have it. So yes, again, he is not afraid to say it like it is. Basically, getting the truth out there. Don't cower to the truth. Don't submit. Don't comply if this is another one of those shutdowns, because they're already shutting it down in New York and California, and they're trying to impose the lockdowns already. And this is just something that we've been pretty much predicting on the, you know, coming up to November, the ballots, and naturally they want to cheat again to win. So like they did on the 2020 election. So we know their game. We know what they're trying to do, and they're going to use this as much as they can. So I love how Charlie Kirk is very open about that. And he doesn't shy away from the truth. So that's fantastic. And so it was really great. And he got the crowd really riled up on that. And then of course, he's not afraid of being politically incorrect, as you, whatever you want to call it, regarding just how the church has been playing a role, and just on in generality. So here's another clip that I think is worthy of sharing that he talked about. It was great. Listen to this one.
I say, well, what exactly do you take a stance on? They say, well, we're not a political church. Well, are you a moral church? Well, they say, well, we're not here to be controversial. Hey, the gospel's rather controversial. The gospel says that we are so flawed that you need to give yourself to Jesus Christ, and only through him you get to eternity. If that's not controversial, then what exactly is controversial? You see, Jesus says, I am the only way, not a way. Jesus didn't say there's a buffet option of ways you could do the Taoist way. No, he said, I am the way. That might offend somebody. I am afraid that too many talented pastors right now are afraid of offending somebody, when in reality we are a nation starving for truth. Now, why are they so afraid? Because too much of American Christianity is invested in buildings and budgets and trying to expand their reach, when in reality you look at what Flashpoint is doing. The rest of the world doesn't approve of this. Good. That's how you know you're doing your job.
Excellent. I love it. Good. That's how you know you're doing your job. That's right. That's right. Because they wouldn't shut us down. They wouldn't shut things down unless they are frightened of what the truth is. That is true. I believe that. And that goes for big tech. That goes for, you know, so many different avenues to get the truth out, and how we've been completely shut down. So good for him for speaking up on that and saying, hey, if your church is, you know, cowardly and not going to be talking about it, then you might want to seek some other church. And good for Flashpoint for not being afraid. So it was great. It was really great to see a wonderful, wonderful representation of Christianity and, of course, conservatism in the voting, you know, just in general on biblical values, voting with biblical values. That's key. That is key to making sure that we are going to have the right people representing us in the country. And here we are, we're in the midst of so many primaries, state after state. It's just a very important time right now, and we need to get this nation back on track. So really great news, just so you know, for President Trump supporters. I will say we have had, I say we because, you know, sure, we are a group of people who are pro-God, pro-America, America first. It's America first values, as every country should put their country first. So we love that about President Trump. So there's nothing wrong with saying that. I think it's fabulous, and we should stand proud for that. And I love that he stood proud for that. So right now, as it stands, he's had 189 candidates that he has endorsed winning the primaries. So 189 Trump-endorsed candidates have won primary elections, and they are still going. And they only have had 14 losses, which really means the MAGA movement is super strong. So this is fantastic. This is good news. This is great news. So the Democrats can cheat all they want, but we are going to make good things happen if we just hold them to the truth and make sure that they see that this is what they have to stand up against. And we need to fight like mad to make sure that we get our votes out there and we get our America First agenda, trampling this socialism, communism craziness that is turning into the Democratic Party. And just so you know, President Trump had his Save America rally on Friday night in Wisconsin, because the Wisconsin primaries are coming up on Tuesday. So again, another really big state that needs to get some more wins out for Trump endorsed candidates. Fantastic, and blessings to them. And then on Saturday, just yesterday, President Trump spoke in Dallas, Texas, hence why I mentioned Texas is in the news lately. Yes, yes. So we had our Flashpoint Live, of course, Charlie Kirk last Sunday, and I was there to be there, be in the audience for that. That was fantastic. And then Saturday, he was at CPAC in Dallas, Texas. A lot of conservatives were, and of course, President Trump being the speaker of the night, did wonderful, wonderful thing. And CPAC stands for Conservative Political Action Conference, in case you're curious, in case you're new to the agenda. And we welcome you, of course, if perhaps you walked away from the left and you now have turned to the right. Fantastic. We welcome you. But this is what it stands for, Conservative Political Action Conference. And they hold it every year. And so this time it was in Dallas and it's still going on. It was Thursday through today, basically. And, or it finished last night, I believe, because President Trump was the final speaker and it was fantastic. And in fact, leading up to President Trump's speech was Carrie Lake, who won Arizona primary gubernatorial candidate. Fantastic news for her. Really great news. So we congratulate her. And just want to say Arizona will be in good hands with Carrie Lake. So we just pray that she wins. And we'll have all the primary winners that are Trump endorsed winning in November for the actual elections themselves. That's why it's so important to have these primaries going on. So it's wonderful. Just hearing good news like that. All right. So talking about the other Trump endorsed candidates, Tudor Dixon won for the governor of Michigan primary winner. That's another one that he endorsed. That's going to be great going up against our, you know, the crazy Democrat Gretchen. She's nuts in Michigan. Very, very dictator-like. So we need good candidates going up against her, and Tudor Dixon will do a great job there. So we bless her and we just pray that that happens for that state as well. All right. So we have a lot of different things. I will say there is such a thing called National Association of Christian Lawmakers. And these are things that I've learned a lot. And I always say that I try to get the information out on my show. And I'm really about getting that information out to you, the public. And I've learned a lot on just being a Flashpoint watcher. So this one I did learn about on Flashpoint. And this is about bringing lawmakers together in support of clear biblical principles. They say in their mission statement, our nation is on the brink because of leaders who have capitulated on our convictions for far too long. Meeting regularly to discuss and debate major issues, proposing model statutes, ordinances, and resolutions for introduction and jurisdiction to address major policy concerns from a biblical worldview. NACL offers a unique national forum for local, state, and federal elected officials to address the major issues of our day. And they've helped elected officials stand strong like Paul or Daniel of old. This is what it says. Will you stand with us today? Donate to our cause and join supporters like Governor Mike Huckabee in support of biblical principles to ensure our country lives up to its national motto, In God We Trust. America was built on a foundation of faith, and our founding fathers understood our rights are given to us by God, not by government. And with faith dies, freedom follows. So we need to keep that fight for our faith today, and we need to just pray for our nation. And this was a quote from President Ronald Reagan, who is fantastic in my opinion. I love my two favorite presidents are Ronnie and Donnie. Ronald and Donald. Without God, there is no virtue because there's no prompting of the conscience. Without God, there is a coarsening of the society. Without God, democracy will not and cannot endure. If we ever forget that we are one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under. That was a quote from President Ronald Reagan himself. So anyway, I just wanted to get that point across. If you're interested in learning more about them, go to christianlawmakers.com and good information right there. And then the other thing I was going to mention is the precinct. Yeah, it's called the precinctstrategy.com. So what can we do for election integrity? This is a question that a lot of people have been asking, especially since we have seen the cheating going on and all the exposure to that. So just so you know, this is a quote from President Trump on February 27th, 2022. He said this about the precinct strategy. The precinct strategy is, as explained by Dan Schultz, an attorney, at precinctstrategy.com is a great way to restore our republic by transforming our party from currently at less than half strength at the precinct level into a full strength, get out the vote powerhouse as it should be. Make America great again. So basically, Dan Schultz, who's the founder of this precinctstrategy.com, he's an attorney. He said, you're not in the Republican Party unless you're a precinct committeeman. Precinct committeemen are the party. So this is something that he spoke to on the Real America Voice. I just want you to hear this. This is something he told to Steve Bannon in the war room. And I'm just going to have you listen to what he says about it and what you can do. When people ask, what can we do regarding election integrity? This is his answer.
Here's what you need to do. Find your local county committee. Get in touch with it. Find out if there's a, if you're in a rural area, you're going to go to your county meeting. If you're in an urban area, you're probably going to go to an assembly district, legislative district, a lesser committee, a smaller committee, closer to where you live. Go to the meeting, be nice, be polite, introduce yourself, say, I want to become a member of this committee. Is there a vacancy in my precinct? You might be able to find that out before you go to the meeting. Get in touch with me. Wherever you live, I'll help you. It's not hard. And then fill the vacant position. The odds are better than 50% that there's a vacancy in your precinct. Volunteer to fill it. Again, you'll be a volunteer. Nobody can, as a precinct committeeman, you're top dog in the party. You elect everybody. You're a volunteer. Nobody can tell you to go stand on the corner with a clipboard and get signatures. You're a volunteer. That's the beauty of our party. It's a private organization. But right now, the party is doing very little because they don't want you. And once a conservative gets elected, they won't talk about this anymore because now they're in office and they don't want to jeopardize their potential of not getting reelected in the primary. Because remember, every incumbent has to stand for two elections, the primary and then the general. The primary is the most important election. And if they recruit conservatives into these vacancies and strengthen the party where they live, those conservatives might turn on them come primary time and hope and help elect a better person, a better conservative. So the incumbents won't talk about this. Nobody talks about it, but I've talked about it.
And there you go. So that's why it's important that you reach out and get involved, because we want to make sure we do have election integrity. So go to precinctstrategy.com for more information regarding that. So that is just one more way that we can ensure that we have really good elections that stand up for our votes and really are doing the right thing and our votes count. So great information. Hopefully you're taking this in and you're going to put it to good use. So I just wanted to make sure it's out there. So the other, of course, I just want to do a little shout out right now. And we always say thank you again for joining us here. Visit us at eternalaffairsmedia.com. Please consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsored link, or becoming a patron to support our shows. Always God bless. And some shout outs to our latest Truth Premium subscribers, including Mary, Linda, David, Bruce, Dean, Charlie. looks like Charlie, Diana and Pamela, and donors Reverend Dave, Mark, Andy, and our newest donor, Cherie. So thank you again for joining us, and thank you for supporting us so much. We appreciate you always. And I also want to say that we here at Eternal Affairs Media are partnering with fabulous patriot, godly man, Mike Lindell. We love him so much. And he's been so courageous in his fight to bring transparency to the election fraud in the 2020 election. And he's going to continue to do it. Of course, I've mentioned in my show, the symposium coming out in August 21st through the 22nd, he's going to be putting on again and premiering the movie Selection Code. Wonderful, with Lara Logan, and he helped produce it. So that's going to show the election integrity as well, and just what we can do and all the fraud that went on. So we look forward to that. But we are partnered with him and MyPillow, of course, wonderful made in the USA products. So if you're interested in getting the best latest deals, use promo code ETERNAL at MyPillow.com to get some fabulous merchandise. And you can also call 1-800-795-5993. You could also go to MyPillow.com/ETERNAL. And we appreciate your support. And of course, we always love to support Mike Lindell. We love him so much. He's wonderful, wonderful patriot. All right. So this past week, not only did I go to Flashpoint Live, but also the Southwest Believers Convention at the Fort Worth Convention was happening all week long. And just something that I thought should be mentioned is, because I always like to kind of drop books and things that I think that you can, you know, really enjoy. And so Pastor George Pearson's from Eagle Mountain International Church, he has a new book with Gloria Copeland. It's called Prosperity. Let's see. I have it written down. The Power to Prosper. Yes. And he was on Flashpoint talking about this. So The Power to Prosper in Troubled Times. He was mentioning, of course, these are troubling times, right? But we don't let it as Christians get the best of us. We rise above the troubled times, right? So we are thriving in the midst of famine. We are not subject to what's happening out there because we're going to rise above it, right? That's what we're trying to do as Christians. That's what we have to stand on faith about, right? So that is why faith over fear is key to our lives and living. So his book, again, it's called The Power to Prosper in Troubled Times by Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson's. And you could get it at kcm.org/store. But he was mentioning some key points about it that I thought were very interesting. He said, I shall not want, I shall not lack. And the book is basically a 90-day daily guide. And he said, no matter what's going on in the world's economy, for instance, like now with the horrible economy, laugh and say, I'm not moved by what I see or hear. I'm going up higher, and I'm keeping obeying God and keep sowing, believing, receiving, walking by faith, and I am thriving, not just surviving. I am prospering, advancing, growing, and increasing. And he says, do and say that for 90 days and see God be all our supplier of all things. God is our supplier of all things. So don't worry, don't despair. As long as you keep him first, everything shall prosper. We are to prosper in spirit, body, financials, socially, politically, in every realm. And there is an awakening going on. So I just wanted to leave on that high note. I thought that was a pretty positive note. So wonderful things to go by. Don't let these troubling times get you down. Keep him first and everything else will follow. And the truth will prevail and we will prosper and everything else will be doing great. So keep faith in your life, not fear. All right. God bless. And thank you again for joining me here, and have a wonderful rest of your day. Amen.